Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I sat down with pianist Lang Lang in the spring of 2016 when he had just performed Rachmaninoff's first piano concerto with the Philadelphia Orchestra. He's been playing the piano since he was three, and I asked him when he first played this concerto.
Last September was my first concert playing this concerto. It's actually quite new for me because I played Rach 3, Rach 2, and Rachmaninoff Paganini variation, and I thought I need to play Rach 1, such a beautiful piece, but I never played before. So,
well, it's not played that often. Do you know why?
Maybe people are so into Rach 2 and 3, so into Rach Pack, what do you call, you know, Rachmaninoff Paganini, and that's why maybe the reason. But this piece is so beautiful. It's one of the best pieces.
It's magnificent. It's dramatic and dreamy.
Dreamy in the same time. It's a double D, yeah.
I was wondering what your relationship with Rachmaninoff was, because I was reading in your autobiography about how when you were a child and you were playing different composers, you were imagining them in different ways. Mozart was skipping and playing, and Liszt, who liked to fly
right.
jet engines.
Right.
And Rachmaninoff came along a little later in your life.
Yes. Yeah, because Rachmaninoff pieces are very challenging. You need to have a pretty big hands to play. So that's why it came a little later. But Rachmaninoff is all about these emotions, about this most passionate heart. You see this really hot, warm heart. And his music can be also kind of a sad in a way, you know, kind of a melancholy feelings. But in the end of the day, his music has such a warmth to, you know, a musician's heart and to the audience spirit. And he has this very strong connection to people. That's why, whether it's in the U.S. or around the world, Rachmaninoff piano concertos, symphony, or his piano works are so popular. Yeah.
And I noticed you had a Facebook post around Mother's Day. You said to all the mothers out there, and you played something from Rachmaninoff.
Yeah, it was the second movement of the Rach 1 piano concerto. Yeah, I thought this was such an emotional piece. This will be the best for Mother's Day.
Well, it was so very nice.
Thank you.
What are you thinking about when you play it?
I mean, today is more about collaboration, you know, with Yannick, because we were so careful with everything, the rhythm, you know, rubatos. We had a really precise discussion before. When I was playing, I was just thinking about how to make chamber music with my favorite orchestra, Philadelphia Orchestra.
Thank you so much, Lang Lang.
Thank you so much.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.